If you had to guess how many trees there are on this property, what would you guess?
Anything, trees of over, you know, 2 inches in diameter, I'd say, on developed areas, I couldn't even, I'd say 100,000.
Well, on the same order of magnitude as the number of people buried here.
Yeah, and then, so maybe now, if that's a good point now to think of it that way.
I recently lost my phone.
It might be right on, who knows? It goes back to my thing of the reincarnation. Maybe there's 104,000 people and 104,000 trees.
Stubborn?
If you grow up to be, you know, everyone, do you want to aspire in reincarnation to grow up to be that nice red oak or some low key like tree and hemlock? You
heard
know,
on the radio today, the daughter of a friend of mine is having a baby. He died about 2 years ago.
Yeah, maybe there is. Maybe it's off the board. Everyone that goes in, some thugs up.
I'm pleased to hear that today, actually was today, that his grandfather now for the second time.
Remembering the day.
She was my grandmother.
Remembering the day.
And I've come today with my 10-month-old child and my wife.
Remembering the day.
To say goodbye to her.
Remembering the
it's
day.
It's all the life.
Everyone that goes in, something comes up.
Remembering the
it's
day.
All the life.
Remembering the
it's
day.
All the life that surrounds this place.
Everyone that goes in, something comes up.
Remembering the
it's
day.
All the life that surrounds this place.
Remembering the
it's
day.
All the life that surrounds this place.
Everyone that goes in, something comes up.
The last Friday, it's I went to the symphony, and then went on to Trinity Church to hear the pastor sing.
Everyone that goes in, something
they just sort of fired me.
Remembering the day.
Life that surrounds this place that so always did.
Remembering the day.
Life that surrounds this place that so always did.
Remembering the day.
Life that surrounds this place that so always did.
And you can see the shapes of the branches.
Life that surrounds this place that so always did.
Remembering the day.
Life that surrounds this place that so always did.
Remembering the day.
Life.
Looking through pictures, I'm supposed to be speaking at her funeral, and I'm trying to come up with something to say. And you know, it's this idea of just this tapestry that is woven, you know, in friendships. Where you know, from the first day I met her, and you know, when I was literally 14 years old, she was the very first person I met at Exeter. And you know, just memory upon memory upon memory that has just been built, and one is built on the next to form the kind of this extraordinary tapestry, you know, full of colors and you know, dark colors and bright colors, you know, I mean, it hasn't always been great, and just a sense that, like, okay, the tapestry's done, and now, you know, it's time to hang it up on the wall, and just look at what, you know, what she gave, look at what she made, and look at, you know, look at all the memories that are there, and look at all the memories. That's it. You know, that's it. That's what I'm going to be looking at for the rest of my life. And I don't know if that makes any sense whatsoever, but it's how I've been kind of processing this whole thing. And I think what's just really bizarre is just just a sense of, that's it. Like, I'm never, ever going to see her again. And it's really creepy. And it's really disheartening. But it's, I guess it's just life.